The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio with Andy Stevens. Brought to you by the Federation of Master Builders.
Good afternoon. How are you? The rain is back. It's chaos. Got Bricky spending all day in the caff. Scaffolders having a moan up. Landscapers sliding around in the mud. Obviously, you've got the old decks in the boozer, haven't you? Probably about their eighth pint by now, bless them. Now, we actually have some breaking news. There is photographic evidence of a spark using a shovel on the latest Band of Builders project. If this is verified, it will be an industry first. Never before in the construction industry has anyone seen this. Rumour has it, it's a guy called Alan Ricks. He is a spark. So anyone listening on Jamie's project, can you shed any light on this? Obviously, this is groundbreaking. It's really is a first in our industry. I did note from the picture you sent through there wasn't a broom in sight, but we can't expect the world. Drop us a text, anyone listening, 81400. Start the mess with Fix, and I'll read that out a bit later in the show. Now, because of this weather, all of us here at Fix, we've decided, well, let's give away a brand new Bosch 9-inch grinder. Very simply, what we were going to do is basically play three sounds and get you to identify what they were. However, we have had a listener get in touch with some sad news. He got up on Monday morning to go to work, opened the front door, and his van was not there. Not just his van, but he had all of his tools in it as well. Everything, being a bricklayer, he had all of his trowels, levels, laser levels, petrol, disc cutters, you name it, all gone. Even all his receipts and everything. So what we're going to do is try and get this trade back on his feet. We want your help to get in touch with us. If you've got any old tools or recently, if you've decided to upgrade, go and get yourself a couple of new drills, perhaps a combi drill or impact driver, even go and get a couple of new trowels. Get in touch with us here, as what we're going to try and do over the next hour is get as much as we can for this poor lad. He's a brilliant bricklayer. He's doing a lot of work, but obviously now he's pretty restricted because he's got pretty much nothing. So as I say, get in touch. It doesn't matter what it is. Let's get this lad back to work. The text number here is 81400. Start the message with Fix. Alternatively, if you want, give us a buzz. The number here is 0330 380 3500. Radio. Manic Street Preachers on Fix Radio. I'm Andy Stevens. This is The Toolbox. Now, as I was saying, one of our listeners woke up Monday morning to find some low-life minge bag had nicked his van with all of his tools in. Basically, as we all know, that's his livelihood gone. And annoyingly for him and the police, no broken glass, no sign of breaking into his van, nothing. Basically, they've nicked it and it's gone. On the phone, we have Luke Watts, the poor trade whose van and tools were stolen. Afternoon, Luke.
Hello, Andy. All right?
Yeah. I'm all right. How are you, mate?
Not too bad, Andy. Yeah, a bit rough, but can't be helped, mate, can it really?
Well, so you're a bricklayer. You've built up your tools over the years, I guess, trowels, levels. You've got a petrol disc cutter as well. And could you tell everyone what happened to you when you woke up on Monday? Did you just open the door and it was gone, or was there a sign of...
I was getting ready for work. My wife went out. She rang me up. She said, where'd you park your van last night? I said, well, it's round by out on the back drive. And she was like, no, it's not there. And then I've gone out there and sure enough, it's gone.
And there was no sign of broken glass or anything, just gone?
Just gone, mate, yeah, nothing.
So you've contacted the police. What was their response?
Well, you just ring them and they give you straight away a crime reference number. And within, say, I don't know, half hour, I received an email saying that the case has been closed. And if they do get any activity on it, then they'll reopen the case. But until then, it's closed.
You got an email saying the case was closed half an hour after reporting it?
Half hour, 45 minutes or so, yeah.
I can't get over that.
Yeah.
So they didn't send anyone round to sort of maybe look at it, take fingerprints or show any interest apart from here's a crime reference number, case closed?
That's it, just got a crime reference number. Whether they will come round at a later date, but I would have said they probably won't.
Well, you obviously can't replace receipts and you had VAT returns, all sorts in there. But what we can do here is hopefully help you replace your tools being stolen. Being a brickie, you know, your best friend, your string line, your trowel, etc. Can you tell us exactly what you had in the back of the van and what's the bare minimum, Luke, you need to get back to work?
Well, like I say, I've already bought a few bits, but I've got my levels of fit. But it's just, it was mainly like the disc cutter, obviously all your club hammers and things like that, because it was all less wing stuff I had. But you don't think of it at the time. You never think it's going to happen. And then you don't realise how much things cost when you have to come to replace them, you know?
So you've got a couple of bits to get you back for the moment. So things like club hammers, claw hammers.
Yeah, all little bits like that. I had to go and get yesterday just to tie me over and some new levels and things. But, yeah, you just don't realise how much things cost.
No, you're right. What van did you have, Luke? And just in case anybody sees it, what's the registration?
I'm not sure off the top of my head. but it's a Transit Sport. It's hard to miss. It's a dark blue with the stripes going through the middle.
And that was Monday morning. What area do you live in, Luke?
Newhall, Woodham Lane.
Okay, well, I'm sure that everyone will keep an eye out for it. Finally, last week we had a guest on who's organising an online petition to take to Parliament once he's got enough signatures, basically to try and enforce a minimum of a six-month jail term for anyone caught nicking vans or tools. Do you think this is enough? If not, what minimum term would you put on this? Now, you're sadly one of these victims.
Oh, I don't know, really. I mean,
do you think 6 months is enough? I mean, you know, be out after three for a bit of good behaviour, won't they?
Well, it is enough, yeah. It probably ain't enough, is it? It's not going to deter them from doing it again, I wouldn't have said. It's just quick, easy money for them.
Well, I think, you know, we've all know, obviously yourself, we know others as well that have gone through this. It just seems to be getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
I mean, did your van have any alarm or immobiliser? Or was it just locked up?
I'm sure it's got an alarm, but nothing went off. It was all fully locked up, so all the back doors, the side door. So I don't know how that. I think they're fairly easy to get into. They must be, to not have to damage anything at all.
Well, as we said earlier in the show, Luke, we have got a Bosch 9-inch grinder, brand new, still in the box. That will be on its way to you, so we will get your details off you a bit later in the show. But certainly I hope that helps. We've put a lot of things out on social media. We've got a few people getting in touch, which I'll read out later. And obviously there's quite a few funny ones, which some of which I can't read, but I think it proves people are listening, mate. People obviously feel for you. And by the end of the show, hopefully we'll have a few bits and pieces to give you a hand, get you back on your feet.
Oh, thanks very much, Andy. It's good of you.
No problem, Luke. All the best, mate.
Thank you, mate.
On the way, we are going to be chatting to Band of Builders about Jamie's project. This is the latest project they're on. We've obviously had Trev and Ben, the Breakfast Show guys, chatting away to the project leads about the serious stuff. You know, what work are they doing? What are they up against? They got the weather. I thought we'd have a look at, let's say, behind the scenes of what the Bob guys and girls get up to. These guys and girls donate their time for absolutely nothing. They come from all over the country. They do all this work out the kindness of their heart. On this project, all the locals have got involved. There's a few people getting put up for nothing. There's a pub which is giving food. I've already seen some of the videos coming out of this pub once they've had a few jars. And a bit later in the show, I'm going to be speaking to one of the main culprits, a Bob expert. He's certainly one of the long-standing ones, been on all the projects from what I gather, but he's got a few stories for us. Fix Radio. Kim Wilde on Fix Radio. This is Andy Stevens. This is The Toolbox. Now, as I said a few minutes ago, we've got these amazing real-life heroes that give their time for nothing to help at the Band of Builder projects. Trev and Ben from The Breakfast Show have been speaking to various project leads and other guys and girls up there. Let's take a step back a little bit, I think. Let's talk to the one of the guys who's probably, from what I've heard, rumours on the grapevine, he's a bit of a ringleader in the old celebrations, the relaxing after a hard day's graft. On the line, we've got Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Up against it, but still good fun.
Well, as we've said, as you know, we're big supporters here at Fix of what Bob are doing, and all you guys and girls are giving your time for free of charge. Trev and Ben, the Breakfast Show guys, have been in touch. As you rightly say, you're up against it. But I've been seeing a few videos. You boys and girls definitely deserve a pint or ten after what you do in the day. First of all, I've seen a video of he looked like a very mature man riding a kid's horse into a pub. Can you elaborate on that?
That had been Mr. Cox, one of the project leads. He was late for a beer. So he had to jump on Nilsson and get himself down there at Sharpwich.
So he's the project lead. So he's quite a relatively important man on the job.
Yeah, he's one of the moderators. So he's right up there. But he don't mind having a laugh and a joke with us all.
Now, you've been on certainly most, if not all, of the projects, Aaron. If one thing that is certainly early days come out of this is the locals seem to be getting more and more involved in sort of helping everybody out with, you know, digs for the night, or there's a pub even giving out free food. Is that right?
Yeah, it's unbelievable what the local community do for us, really. We're pretty much fed and watered the whole time we're here. Just saves you spending out of your own pocket, because obviously everyone's donating their time. And it'd work out ridiculously expensive if you had to pay for all your food and accommodation and stuff like that. So the local community bend over backwards for us, really. Help us out.
Brilliant. Again, I've got the wonders of social media. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, obviously you're there. I'd like this verified, please. There are rumours, supported by a picture, I appreciate it could be photoshopped, there was a spark with a shovel in his hand. He did look lost, I must admit. Alan Ricks is a name being punted about on social media.
That's Ricks. He's been screeding all morning because there's not much by the way of electrics now until they're ready at second fix. So he's been chipping in with the landscapers out the back.
So let's just get this right. A lot of the listeners, we all know what sparks do and tend not to do. A spark has been screeding.
Yeah. I've seen him push the broom around, pushing wheelbarrows about. It's bizarre, but
it's bizarre.
On a Bob project, you'd never see it in the real world.
No, I think one thing we've got to sort of emphasise is on the Bob projects, everybody mucks in, no matter what your trade, you jump on board and do what you need to do. But I think even so, you mentioned that word broom and sparks in the same sentence. Every listener's going to be thinking, has Aaron been on the booze already? I mean, this happened though, didn't it?
Well, I've got Lauren Winter, who is a plumber, helping me with my rendering at the moment. It's one of them ones. Everyone just jumps in and helps where they can.
Well, that's great to hear. And what? Tell me, a plumber with a trowel in his hand, is he any good? Is he helping you out, or are you just picking it up all off the deck? It's a she.
She's helping me chuck my base coat on. It's going on the wall. So
brilliant. Is she going to be polishing up with you on the top coat?
No one's going anywhere near my top coat, mate.
Now, another thing, you've mentioned briefly just then, you're up against it. Realistically, with the weather that's coming in, we always ask this, do you think you'll get done? You always do get done, but is this quite tight, this project?
They always are. We're always to the wire, but it'll happen. If it means we've got to put a shout out and get another 10 bodies here on the last day, we'll have it. Failure's not an option. It's going to happen. There is a lot to be done still, an awful lot to be done, but we've got a good gang of blokes on this, well, boys and girls, so it'll happen. Even if it's working till midnight, we'll have it.
And what I like, Aaron, is you've got the potential of weather coming in, your renderings, your outsides. Could you tell everyone, not just you, but a few other the people on the project, you've put your skills together and come up with a temporary tent?
Yeah, we've made a big tent around our fire pit that's built out of 4x4 posts and DPM and tarpaulins. So it's basically completely weathered. I'm going to leave a couple of heaters in there tonight just to help dry my base coat out a bit, because I've got a top coat Friday. So we're doing the reveal Saturday morning. So, pressure's on big time. But
so the reveal, you've got Jamie and the family coming back. What time have you got to get it done by, Aaron?
I think we was going for 9 o'clock Saturday morning, so there's a possibility I'm going to be getting in here sort of 5 o'clock Saturday morning and chucking my last bits and pieces of top coat on. It's just acrylic, so it will dry off quick, but it just depends on how much I can get done today and tomorrow, really.
Well, it's great to hear, Aaron. You certainly do a hell of a lot for Bob, as many others do. We've just had a message come in from, by all accounts, a colleague of yours, Patrick Thornton.
Oh, yeah.
He said, can you stop breaking into the mains gas because there's a really bad smell kicking about the job. Have you got anything to say on that?
It does smell of gas around here. I don't know whether someone's gone for a main or whether it's me.
Ah, so it could be either way. Well,
yeah,
Aaron, I've got to thank you. You've been on the show once before, but you are one of the guys that have done a lot of the projects. You give up your time for free. A massive, massive admiration from us here at Fix to everybody there on the project. The bottom line is, we all know it's going to get done, despite the, you know, the weather and the time frames and, you know, materials that you're running out of. So a big, big push from everybody here. And more importantly, we look forward to hearing the stories again after a few dustbusters tonight.
Will do. I'll give you a shout later on, mate. I'll send you over a few videos and whatever.
Lovely. Now, leave that mains gas alone, mate. It's getting kicking up a bit over there. And thanks again, Aaron. We will talk to you soon.
All right, mate. Cheers, Andy.
Cheers, mate. An amazing man who has given up so much of his time for the Band of Builders projects, Aaron Evans. Now, coming up in a bit, we've obviously got the rant this week. I had to put it past the big boss here. Terms is the word. Every single trade listening, you're going to hear that word, terms, and you're going to... It's that word, isn't it? Why do they always get it so wrong?
The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio, brought to you by the Federation of Master Builders. Let the rant begin.
Terms! Terms, terms, that word, isn't it? Yeah, I know I had a moan up a few weeks back about this, but it's come back to bite me on the ass again. Every one of you trades listening hates this word as much as I do. And why is it so hard for the suppliers to get it right? It's not rocket science, is it? You pick up, what, your top 50, call it 100 purchases, from your soft flat sand to your timber to your plasterboard to your screws, and then you put in your terms, i.e. what price you are paying for it. That is it. Straightforward, simple. It should be a competitive rate to stop you shopping around and to make sure you always go to them to get all your gear. Not the rate your average DIYer pops in and gets at the weekend, simple as that. But oh no, it's not easy. It's the hardest thing in the world. And like most trades, I am rubbish at paperwork, which means one thing. I don't really get to see these until my post pile is about 6 foot high. Then I think, oh, better have a quick rummage through there, see if there's anything important in there. Now, most of these letters in this post pile are from a national supplier I use a lot. Usually they go straight onto the fire, but with the recent chaos, I thought I'd have a quick look. What did I find? You guessed it, prices all over the place. A roll of 4-inch insulation. One week I paid £26, next week, £38. For exactly the same products. No difference in brand, thickness. This was 4-inch insulation. £12 increase for a week. Then 4x2 C24 timber. One week, it was the agreed rate of £1.58 a metre. Next time, £2.51. And then you got your bags of finish, bonding, hardwall, they're all over the shop. The best ones, though, are these are brilliant. 4-inch drainage fittings. £45 a pop. What, for a 4-inch brown elbow? You having a laugh? Seriously? What planet is that from? What currency are you working in? Seriously, this isn't hard. Per price on the computer, against an item, under the company's name. That's it, sorted. So, how can this always go so badly wrong? I simply don't get it. None of us do. But what I do get is the frustration us trades have when we open these invoices and see the prices go so badly wrong. And yep, then we have to take these into the local branch, wait 3 hours in a queue to have a moan up. Obviously, the branch manager is doing something far more important, like eating biscuits upstairs, so you can't speak to him. We have to vet our anger to some young kid who just looks at you in that confused, I don't give a damn kind of way. We're fuming, as these credits can take weeks, if not months. It's got to go to some imbecile in mid-management to sign off. This will take forever, and us trades are out of pocket, and the national suppliers have all this extra money until they eventually credit us back, which takes forever. This has to stop. We have all had enough. So, branch and middle management, get your bosses to send you on a computer course. Then you can get our terms sorted. And actually, while you're on this course, you can learn how to pick up the phone. Go on another course, customer service. And then another one, how to do your job properly. If not, why don't you go and do a job where your, inverted comma, skills are more applicable? Like testing landmines or being a crash test dummy. Otherwise, one of us trades might just drive a digger through your branch with our terms stuck to the bucket on the front. I am fuming.
Andy Stevens on Fix Radio.
The brilliant Van Halen on Fix Radio. I'm Andy Stevens. This is The Toolbox. Yep, it's that time again, isn't it? Apprentice Dan, 7 minutes to go. Here he is. Hello, mate.
Afternoon, mate. You all right?
Good, you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
Now, more breaking news.
Oh, what now?
With all this horrendous weather, I thought I'd see you with socks on today, but you've come in your... You rolled up funny trouser things in your plimsolls. Have you not got rusty ankles?
To be fair, I do have socks on this time. They're just very short. But it was, yeah, it was a bit interesting on the way in today.
What about wellies?
No, don't be silly.
No?
No chance. Not at Reading Festival.
So if you're concrete in a big slab and you've got 4 or 5 inches of concrete pouring out, would you go in with your socks?
Of course I would, mate.
Yeah, of course. Brilliant. I'll tell you what, you're going to come on my next job, Dan. I cannot wait.
Oh, lovely.
Come along, mate. Not that we'll leave you in the concrete, obviously. Now, we have had, we've had a few get in touch. One of these definitely can't be read. Terry, I might mention if we get time.
Okay. We've got Dean from Oxford, though. He's got in touch to say he hasn't got any spare tools for Luke as he's only just started out, but wishes him all the best.
Thank you, Dean. It's nice to hear your support. We've got a few people getting in touch, so we're going to get everything we can to Luke, but thanks for that message, mate. It means a lot. I've got to say... here we go. Patrick Thornton, Jamie's project. He's been in touch again. He's asked Aaron Evans to get on with rendering and stop playing tunes. And also, going on the breaking news earlier, same project, Alex Ricks has confirmed he is the electrician that stumbled into the wheelbarrow. The only problem is a lot of the boys and girls on site reckon he's just knocking up his blusher in there. So, he might be doing some graft, but it could be his makeup.
Chris from Hampstead's texted in to say he loves the music. Can he have a free mug or t-shirt?
Oh, I don't know. We've run out of mugs. We've got lots of t-shirts.
Yes.
Text in, Chris. 81400. Start the mess with Fix, and we will wing over some t-shirts and a mug or two.
And Ben wants a freebie as well. He's basically said, when's the next giveaway? He missed the last one.
Oh, we just missed out on the grinder. I tell you what, it's coming up soon, I reckon the next few weeks, so keep listening. We'll have some news on that. Have we got time for this Terry one?
Yeah.
Right. Terry has basically texted in to say that his lovely lady has been upgrading their tools at home. So he's got something for Luke. But what I'll do is pass that message on to Luke because it is, it's one of them, isn't it? We have got a great song coming up. This is Pink Floyd for the Bricklayers, another brick in the wall on Fix Radio.
The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio with Andy Stevens. Brought to you by the Federation of Master Builders.